Got down on my knees, grabbed my pen and bowed my head. Tried to summon all that my heart finds true and send it in my letter to you. Evening stars and the morning sky of blue, and I sent it in my letter to you, and I sent it in my letter to you.
All right, well, that one was an oops. Great song, though, but did not play that one last night. So I was trying to play Darlington County, and I screwed up the tracking. So that's on me. But still, hey, still, at least it's still Bruce Springsteen. I've made mistakes that were worse before, where I played a different artist or completely made a bigger mistake. Anyway, before that, Letter to You from the album of the same name, and then it was The Promised Land from... That was a little live version of that one. No, that was from Darkness on the Edge of Town, sorry. And then it was Wrecking Ball from the album of the same name. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. It's kind of freewheeling here. You know, sometimes we make a little mistake. Sometimes we head in the wrong direction. But anyway, what the deal is here tonight, saw Springsteen and the E Street Band last night at the Foxborough Stadium, big football stadium, for those of you who are not familiar with it. And... seats about, I don't know, capacity for a game must be like 60,000. I think they had like a quarter of the stadium cut off because they had the huge, you know, stage with all the other rigging and stuff there. So it was maybe 40,000 people on the floor. All three levels were basically full. It wasn't like capacity crowd, but still a good showing. And, you know, what's funny is that, you know, the traffic there is a lot better than it used to be. You know, I was reminiscing with DJ Sean about the time we saw The Who there in 1989. Well, it wasn't obviously the same building, but still the same place. And it was, I don't know, I felt like it took us like all night to get out of there. So I think the people of Foxborough, or maybe at least the Patriots, figured out to make it a better situation. All right, up next, basically I'm trying to play, despite my gaffes, I'm trying to play songs that were played last night at the show. I don't know if the same set was played Thursday night. This is the second of two shows in Foxborough. Anyway, let's play Rosalita Come Out Tonight. This is going to be live from the 75-85 compilation, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Oops. Ah. Damn it. Seriously. You'd think I'd never done this before. Let's try it again.
Gary W. Town. On the drums, the man with Mighty Max. On the organ, now you see him, now you know. Final Dan, Ben Reese. And last but not least, do I have to say his name? Do I have to speak his name? Do I have to say his name? In this corner, king of the world, master of the universe, weighing in at 260 pounds, the big man, Clarence Clemons. We'll be right back.
pull out all the stops on a Friday. And full star strain down fire trails on silver nights with blonde girls played sweet 16. Newsboys say the heat's been bad since Power 13 gave a trooper all a head in a summer scuffle. If I was girl, little angel, been on the corner keeping those crazy boys out of trouble. Little angel steps a shuffle like she ain't got no brains. She's deaf and
pictures in an old scrapbook, faded pictures that somebody took when you were hard and young and proud, backed against the wall, running raw and loud. Snakeskin vest and a sharkskin suit, Cuban heels on your boots, kicking the band and side by side, you take the crowd on their mystery ride. Knights of Columbus and the Fireman's Friday night at the Union Hall, black leather clubs all along Route 9, you count the names of the missing as you count off time.
statues go back up on the wall. Pack your guitar and have one last beer. It's just the ring.
All night.
All right, that's a great song. Prove It All Night from Darkness on the Edge of Town. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. And prior to that, we had Last Man Standing from Letter to You. You know, it's interesting. He played three songs from Letter to You, which came out in 20. So I guess he kind of was, in his own way, promoting his most recent record. Prior to that, the E Street Shuffle from The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle. That record is 50 years old. And I guess that's the beginning. He's counting that as the beginning of the E Street Band. Yeah, that song, that the parts of the E Street Shuffle made me think it was very disco-y, but then I was like, well, not in 1973, so I don't really know what was going on there. Rosalita come out tonight, all 9 minutes and 8 seconds of it. Love it. I don't remember that version last night being quite as long, but a lot of fun, crowd favorite, got to play it. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, so we're having a show devoted to Springsteen. Not somebody I play a lot of here, but you know, it's funny. I was given the opportunity to see it. I figured I'd give it a shot. It was a lot of fun. He did an amazing job. The whole band did. It was a fun night. Clearly, they're having a lot of fun every night. And part of me thinks they won't be around again, but when you see them working so hard and having so much fun, it's like hard to kind of envision them stopping, really. I'm not sure what would have. He would need to have some kind of like serious medical problem to kind of keep him home. And, you know, what's funny is that he was joking around, but he like pulled his shirt open to show his chest to the crowd. He looks pretty good, I have to say. I mean, you know, there's no belly there, no fat on him at 73. All right, up next, Backstreets from the Live 75-85 collection, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford.
Dressed out in rags, running into the darkness. Somewhere like an angel on my chest. Just another tramp of hearts, crying tears of faithlessness. Remember all the movies, Terry, that we'd go see. Trying to learn how to walk like the heroes we thought we'd had to be. Then after all this time to find we're just like all the rest, stranded in a park, now forced to confess to hiding on the back streets, hiding on the back streets. We swore forever friends on the back streets until the end. On the big streets, heading 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 on the big streets.
There's a joke, yes, wine, it's on me. I shake this world off my shoulders. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. Stay on the streets of this town, and they'll be carving you up all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast star tonight. I'm dying for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a love reaction. Come on, baby, give me just one look. We can't start a fire sitting around crying over a broken heart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark, we can't start. Just dancing in the dark. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Hey,
talk about a dream.
There we go. There's the Bruce chant. One of the few times on that live CD set. CDs, right? That's a thing. We already heard of this one, so let's fade this out. This is continuous. I forgot I did that. All right, before that, it was Dancing in the Dark off of Born in the USA, Backstreets, from the live 75-85 compilation, and was Prove It All Night is how we started that set off. We're about done here, hard to believe. And, you know, I'm not going to play like Born to Run, and he did not play Born in the USA. I guess that's because it's been co-opted by the far right. If you remember as far back as the 80s, that was a problem for him. I think it was President Reagan who did that the first time. Oh, my word. A long time ago that was. Yet the injuries, yet the wounds are still raw. All right, let's wrap things up with 10th Avenue Freeze Out. I think that was it. It's a great song. It was the second to last one. The last one, I think, was like a solo acoustic thing, and I wanted to end with like a real triumph for the E Street Band. This is where they did a little video montage tribute to Clarence Clemons and Danny Federici, who were up past, no longer with us. Incidentally, it was Clarence Clemons' son, Jay, who was taking over the sax duties, and he did very well, so it's a really strong band regardless. So anyway, we are done here. This is 10th Avenue Freeze Out. I'll see you next week here on 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford WMFO.
Take